Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees.
Good morning, Sean. NAWRO. Tim from Richmond. How's it going?
Not too bad. On my way to work. A few minutes ahead of schedule, so decide where I'm going to stop.
To answer your question from the other band, haven't worked for since 2010 officially, but this carpet stuff Dave and Mike got me doing is kind of fun.
There you go. Yeah, I'll probably get active with it come retirement. You know, I'm active with it in different ways now. Probably active with it in a different way when I retire.
Oh, heck yeah. We depend on you for our radio needs. Greatly appreciate the stuff you did up here in Richmond, too. That receiver for this one, 7.2, is pretty much a lifesaver, so that's nice.
I'd like to get the UHF machines set up so that they could be pulled off individually, so that if you have an event, let's say, in the Richmond area or the north, you know, the northwest, or Romeo, you can pull that down the south end, you pull off the Warren and, you know, solo and run like a, you know, an individual type event at any one of those. But, it's 20 hours a day, right?
Only so much you can do. I did visit on Monday. I saw Aaron and Riley up at the airport, and they gave me a tour of their EOC, and that was kind of exciting. I took a look at their RMS gateway up there, and we even did a little test from the lot to see if Winlink would work. So that was nice of those guys.
Yuppers, yeah, they got a pretty good program up that way. So, and I like ours coming along really nice. It was neglected for a long time, so good to have somebody kind of like marching forward.
I was curious on that one Seaman Gateway in Mount Clemens, the RF side, since, you know, it's been kind of defunct for a while, is that's down? I assume it's not working.
Yeah, I think we have all new equipment for it. We just got to get it installed. I'll have to talk to Paul about that. But we have, I think we got some new equipment for that, and then also the ABRS repeater or whatever it is, digipeater, whatever the heck they call it. That's down as well. So you need to get up there. There's a little mechanical work on the roof, which doesn't require anything, you know, crazy, no climbing or anything like that. It's just maybe a stomach for just being up high. And other than that, should be pretty straightforward stuff.
All right. Well, I appreciate all that. That'll be a help out nice, kind of aiming for the October set, see what we can do. Maybe we can throw a little digital communication by Winlink in at that point. If not, we could just do peer-to-peer, and that would still get the job done. But greatly appreciate it. I guess I'm going to go back at it, and I'll talk to you at another time. NAWRO, this is Tim.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, no, just lots of things all happening, so it's been a big couple of years here. We'll get them all knocked out one at a time. And you definitely got to get on that digital stuff. It's been down for a while, and no reason for it. Really, we've got all the stuff to put it back up. All right, catch you later. Have a good day. W8FU.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Sunny, 68 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 73 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny, 75 degrees. Updated weather. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
2-8-W-A-10, monitoring.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees.
NAWCD. This is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening. This is NAWCD. How did work go today? Hopefully, not busy call-wise and peaceful indoors. Hopefully that's the case. How'd we do today?
It was a day, let's put it that way. Did our best and glad to be over today. Looking forward to going home and relaxing and just enjoying the evening. How was your guys' day?
That's a good way to look at it, I guess. After a day like that, head north and, enjoy the season, enjoy the family. We're all good soon enough, I guess. We're doing pretty good here. Got to sit outside on the deck and enjoy the breeze today. Everything's caught up outside, thankfully, and at least all that is done. Groceries came in today. We got food coming in a little bit later on here, but it's been a pretty good day. I enjoyed it. So I think I was on the dart repeater, listened a little bit instead of trying to make contact. We'll do that again soon, but all in all, pretty good.
Good. I'm glad. Sounds like you had a good day. Good weather to hang out outside and get a little bit of radio work. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was nice. I usually when we have the grocery delivery, I usually wait outside and wait for them to come. And it was between 12 and 1, and they were closer to 1 today, but that's all right. Like I said, it was just nice to sit out there and relax, and everything's done, and it's a nice breeze, and it was not bad as far as noise or traffic or anything. It was relaxing.
Yeah, good. That sounds good. Looking forward to relaxing too.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. At least you got tonight, and you got to work the rest of the way. But at least you got the evenings at home, and hopefully not to any 24s on tap this weekend for you. You can enjoy your 12s and going home, and whatever 4th of July activities you got, or at least it's going to be hot, but at least it's not supposed to rain, and I know, at least up until Sunday night.
Well, I don't have too many plans, and just kind of relaxing, so get tomorrow the work over with, and just kind of go home and kind of just relax. That's the common theme, I guess. Kind of finish this week out. Thankfully, I've only got 3 more days, so just push through it. And my short week's next week, and I don't plan on taking any more 24s. Or at least right now, I'm done with it.
I don't blame you on that one. Man alive, that's what I say. 16 or 18 was my limit. Wow. I'm glad there. But I always hated working 4th of July weekend, not because the holiday was just, noisy, the fireworks, people were out, it always was, to me, was hot. It's a rough weekend to try to work, to try to get some sleep and that. But you know, like I say, if you can go home and just kind of chill out a little bit, and like I say, at least if you're not working the overtime, that's a good thing for at least for the holidays this time around. NXWC.
Okay, Lane. Yeah, no, and I think for us, the 4th of July is the busiest holiday because, you know, people are out goofing around and they ended up, you know, they end up losing their hand or losing whatever limb that they've got because they, you know, made a poor decision in fireworks, and so usually it's for us, it's pretty busy.
That is the truth. You know, some people get crazy with these fireworks. Even I remember years ago out at the McKinney's, there was a couple of times like, boy, that's too close. Some of the things that happened, and you guys lighting off fireworks out there, you really have to be careful with that. And just see even some of the traffic crashes and the. Some of the results of what's been going on, it's crazy. You have to slow down and think about what you're doing out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. That, a lot of people get drunk and, you know, it's hot. And, so it's just, you know, it's a busy holiday. It is. I'm looking forward to the holiday, but I'm dreading it as well. A lot of nonsense, and I guess the only good thing is double time, so that works.
Yeah, that's a good incentive, pair the double time, you know, that helps out, but I get you, you know, I like, you know, the thought, you know, obviously our nation's founding event, our independence from Great Britain, but, you know, it seems like people, you know, just take it too far. You know, they're set up for a party behind us, and it's like, I'm just not looking forward to it. It's just, I don't know, to me it goes too far. It's, you know, it's a neighborhood here. I don't know, that's just my opinion anyway, but just give it thanks for the freedoms that we have in this country. I guess that's the way to look at it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. But I know one good thing, we're having some burgers tomorrow, so and do my burgers with the egg on top of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's good. I'm glad. Glad you're doing that diet, and I think it's good. Mom and I both were commenting. You look good. You look like you're feeling a lot better too. And I think that goes a long way for you. We're happy for you in that light.
Thanks. I'm down. Total down 14 pounds, so not bad at all.
Wow, that is great. Congratulations on that, man. Alive. I've lost 11, and 14 pounds. I know your mom will be happy to hear that. That's cool. I think you'll feel a lot better and be more energy and. Help you out in many ways. So congratulations. Just keep up the good work there. It'll help you out in the end.
Thanks. Yeah, it does help out. It helps, you know, I feel like I got more energy and I feel like I'm a lot better shape. So keep pushing on. My goal is to get down to 200 pounds and stay at that 200-pound mark if I can.
All That's a good goal. It's a good goal. Sometimes I know from experience you kind of plateau out. You know, you're booking along, and sometimes you just get at that point, and don't get discouraged with it, but just doing the best you can, and it comes in time there, and try to just take care of yourself. That's the ultimate goal of it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure it is. And, just want to make sure I don't have any health issues or nothing like that. Just going to keep plugging on and be around for my family.
Yes, exactly. Definitely, like you're saying, you don't want any heart problems or other types of issues. And even with arthritis and that kind of thing, because it puts a lot of stress in your joints and your body as a whole. Your body has to work harder. So, good. I'm glad to hear that for you. You're doing a great job there. And, like I say, you get to enjoy that burger with that egg on top there. That'll be good.
Yes, indeed, for sure. It's been good. I've needed to do this for a while, and I'm glad. It's like trying to eat better, and still gonna have certain things, but not to overdo it. That's the big thing.
And that's it. Proportions there, and even once in a while the treats there. Maybe go to a restaurant or something to that effect. Maybe you have something at work and you kind of enjoy a little bit. But like you say, it's interesting. Like you say, I cut out poppers, cut out chips, and I really don't miss it. There's been a couple of times like, boy, I could use this, I really don't miss it, and you feel a lot better as a result.
Yeah, for sure. I know I took a sip of Leo's pop the other night, and I'm like, man, this is pretty sweet. I can't do this anymore because it's just too sweet for me. And we ended up getting, they've got a very low sugar Reese's peanut butter cup. And so I'm able to get a little bit of dessert there, but anything that's like super sweet, I can't do it anymore because like I've been off the sugar for two and a half weeks now.
Yeah, it makes a difference. I get you. I mean, drinking a Mountain Dew or something or a Sprite, like, man alive, it really throws you for a loop there. Just like you say, you're off of it, and you don't have the sugar or anything, and it throws you there after drinking water and laying low on that stuff. It definitely gets you on that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good change. It really is. And, with just the health issues and the health problems that are out there, it's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth extra pain. And I want to be around for my family, my wife and kids, and I want to be there. And being heavy doesn't help. Make the decision to lose the weight. So.
NAWCB, it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen overnight. It's like losing it. It doesn't happen overnight either. You get involved, you've got a sit-down job, a stressful job, and, you know, adding in a lot of other responsibilities, you know, taking on, you've done a lot of work there in working with the team here at CDC, and, you know, it's been stressful for you, and you're doing a lot of sitting down and picking up snacks, and, you know, it takes a toll after a while. It definitely works on you. That's more the reason to, you know, to take care of yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good change, and it's a necessary change, and, you know, something that's important, and it's good, too. It's like, you know, just like I said, I'm still able to, you know, munch on different things, and, you know, I'm still able to have, I guess there's like a keto cookie or whatever, and it's like, the only thing that's like real sugar in it is the chocolate chips, and, you know, it's like, I can still have that stuff without, you know, going overboard, and so it's, you know, just being disciplined and, you know, trying to, you know, maintain a good, smart, balanced diet.
Yes, exactly. You want to do it on your own versus somebody, a doctor saying, this is what you got to do. No leeway in that. Boy, I tell you, being in the hospital there, you get this menu, and, you know, I want that, and some lady told me the last time at Henry Ford, like, no, you're not having that. This is what you're having. So I'd rather be free to choose what I want to eat than be sweet course, I guess.
This is very true, and this is a very true statement. I'd much rather have it in my own terms than pick and choose what I may want to eat there, so. Still have some hamburger. Maybe look a little different, but still got some hamburger.
There you go. you can't beat that. Have a good hamburger, and hey, you know, nothing wrong with having an egg on it there, and modify that meal there. Another favorite you have or something, and modify it up a little bit, to be able to eat it. So, that's good. I'm glad. Definitely, you got some good weather there the next two, three nights or so there for barbecue. And we've got the short week next week, so lots of time to barbecue.
Indeed. Well, Dad, I am home. I'm going to head in here and unwind. I've got the net tonight, so you guys are stuck with me as net control, but hopefully a good night, and appreciate you coming along. Appreciate the good conversation, North, and hopefully you guys are able to get out and enjoy the evening and catch a good sunset tonight, and hopefully I get to talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. You're home safe there, and the ride along there. Enjoyed it very much. Good talking with you. Kind of missed it, but and looking forward to the event as well. Hoping to get on. I may be late. I've got some package coming in here tonight, but we'll be listening in, and I'll let you know. But definitely try to check in or check in late or something. But, anyway, you enjoy your evening. I'll let you head in and relax and tell the family hello and unwind there. Enjoy your evening. So we have to do this again tomorrow. 70 degrees and 88 to see with the family. NAWCB will be clear on your front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. And if you're not able to check in and because of the package coming in, I totally understand. Not a big deal. we'll catch you some other time. But looking forward to talking tomorrow. And tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88's you and Mom. K-8-Y-N Euclid.
Air quality alert.
All stations, this is KYNU. Lincoln County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes. This is K8YNU. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 5 minutes.
K8YNU, this is NHPDZ.
Go ahead there, Mike. How are you? It's K8YNU.
David, you can probably hear my signal is probably crapola still, correct?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of bacon, a lot of interference in the background, and I could pick you out, but it's not very clear.
I was trying to find out what the problem was, and wasn't able to until this afternoon. I had a closing antenna down; it's still 30 feet in the air, but I saw a glitch in the grass, and there was one of my radios flying in the grass. So I haven't had a chance. That was about a half an hour ago. I haven't had the time to get it in. So I will be your backup. But when it comes to the question, speak to me.
Okay, sounds good. Not a problem there, Mike. And hopefully it's an easy fix.
Easy, as long as it's not broken off. It looks like it just came unscrewed. But I don't know how. I just checked a month ago and they were all tight. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow. I'll know.
Yeah, definitely. So let me know if you. Well. I work tomorrow, but if you need any help, whatever, just let me know. We can work something out.
Copy that. This is NAPDZ, and I'll be standing by for the next.
K8YNU, standing by.
K8NYU, KCKJO.
Hey, Tom. How's it going? This is K8YNU.
Good. Moving north. I was at a friend's house in Warren. I'm like, oh, that's right. Today's Thursday. We got a net at 7 o'clock. So I just kicked my dog somewhere. My sister off the phone, too. But see if I can get a free moment next week and take a look at that printer for you so you can get it running. Unless it's on your laptop, and then we can do it on the next in-person meeting.
Yeah, I actually was able to get it running. It was a faulty thing on my computer, so I switched to my wife's computer.
Air quality alert.
Works just like a dream.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
All good. See here. Like I said, it's a nice reliable printer. It was one of my favorites. They're just so easy to work with, and the price on them is pretty fair. And getting the supplies for it is you can get some of that ribbon for next to nothing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'll have to, I'll have to ask you a question here after the net. But, all right, we're going to go ahead and start with the net. This is KYNU. That is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform. And I'll be tonight's net control for the Macomb County ARPSC. My technical call sign will be Whiskey Alpha 8. Mike Alpha Charlie for tonight's ARPSC net, and this net is held every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except on the third Thursday during the monthly ARPSC meetings. If for some reason this repeater fails, we'll switch over to the FBI repeater at 442.600, again 442.600 with a of 123, and if that goes down, we'll go to simplex 146.580. Is there a station that would take over his net control if for some reason this station is not able to transmit?
I paused there just to get somebody else's hands if they want.
Got you down in the log there, Mike. I appreciate the backup there. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in. Stations outside of Macomb County will be invited to check in after Macomb County has checked in. When checking in, you say the following: net control, this is, followed by your call sign, given slowly and phonetically, followed by your name, followed by whether you have traffic or announcements. Do not unkey during any of that. After everybody's checked in, we'll go back through the list and recognize those with announcements. This is WE8MAC. My name is Dave. Net control for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobile stations or short timers or in and out stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Net control, this is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha Mobile.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo 8 Oscar. My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. No traffic, just trying to fight a fly in my van.
Net control, WA8MAC, this is mobile. Victor Echo 3, Tango, Charlie, Sierra, Tim, no traffic for your net. Everybody enjoy, take care. VG3, TCS mobile, back to net control.
Net control, this is Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha, mobile, in and out.
Let's hold up here one moment here real quick for note-taking here. I'm going to K-A-W-A, what's the name to that call sign? I'm sorry.
Name for Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha is Bill, short for William. Go ahead.
All right, Bill, I got you in the net here. I want to make sure I figured that was you, but I didn't want to assume there. So, all right, and then Tom, I've got your call sign. I've got your name and your call sign, KJO. I'm drawing a blank on the first three on those.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julian Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo, Julian Oscar. Back to net.
All right, Tom, I got you down on the list here. And then Victor Edward 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, I've got you down there. And your name, sir, I didn't catch your name.
Hey, your name's Tim. Tango, India, Mike. Tim. Back in that order.
Sounds good, Tim. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate that. All right, we'll take one last swipe here, see if anybody's got short time or mobile or in and out. Please call now.
Back control, this is Alpha Delta 8, Oscar Delta, 88 OD, John and Troy, in and out.
Good evening, sir. Appreciate the check-in tonight, John. Hopefully you're having a good night and enjoying this weather. All right. For you guys that are mobile, I want to make sure I catch you guys here before you guys get out of range there. I'll give you guys the opportunity. Let's see here. KCA KJO, Tom. What do you know about tactical call signs? We're going to be getting into that a little bit. My plan is here maybe for the next meeting we might kind of go over some of that stuff, but I just kind of want to see where everybody's at, get a feel for it, so I know how deep to dive, or maybe just steer clear from it because it's well known. KCA KJO, Tom, what do you know about tactical call signs?
If you're talking about tactical call signs in regards to dispatch units or mobile units or whatnot, my former tactical call sign was 168 Frank for L.A. County Sheriff. So that's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
You know how to run them. Back in that video.
That's exactly it there, Tom. I figured you would know, but I didn't want to assume there. All right, Tim, that's you mobile, Victor Edward 3, Tango Charlie Sierra. What about you? What do you know about tactical call signs as far as, like, events or, running a large-scale disaster scene? What do you know about those? I think he was in and out. That's okay. KWA Bill, do you want to take a swipe at the answer there? I know you're in and out a short time, but I want to make sure you get an opportunity to answer just in case there. What's your thoughts on tactical call signs? All right. We'll go ahead and move on. John, and I know you're in and out. If you'd like to take a swipe at that 88 OD, you can take a swipe at that answer as well. But I know that you guys are in and out. So, all right, we'll now take check-ins starting by location. We'll start from 8 Mile Road and work our way north to Boardman Road, which is the county line. The station is located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road. 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road. Go ahead and check in, and remember to give your call sign slowly and phonetically for the note taker, please.
That's control. Net control, this is Kilo Echo 8 with the uniform Oscar, John in 1, no traffic.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Ray in Warren, no traffic.
This is Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf, Steve in St. Clair Shores, no traffic.
All right, net control reckon is K8 WUO John, WA 4 MLD Ray, and K8 UHG Steve. Good evening, sirs, and welcome to the net. Are there any more stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road? Check in now, please. Hearing none, we'll now move north. This is Net Control Station Net Control Station WA8MAC, calling for stations located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. If you're located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road, check in now.
Net Control, this is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave, no traffic.
Net Control recognizes NAWCB. Dave, good evening, sir, and welcome to the net. Are there any more stations located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road? 14 Mile Road and Hall Road, check in now. Hearing none, this is Net Control, station WA8MAC, calling for stations located between Hall Road and Boardman Road. Hall Road and Boardman Road. If you are located between Hall Road and Boardman Road, please check in now.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, Tango India Mike, in Richmond. No traffic. Back to net.
Net Control recognizes NAWRO. Tim, good evening, sir, and welcome to the net. All right, this is Net Control Station WA8MAC. I'll now check in. It's located outside of Macomb County. So if your station is located in outside of Macomb County, St. Clair, Oakland, Wayne, Lapeer, if you'd like to check in, please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, given by your name and what county you're located in. If you are located outside of Macomb County, please check in now.
Net Control, please copy. Victor Alpha 3, November Foxtrot Romeo. Victor Alpha 3, November Foxtrot Romeo. Chris in Essex County, Ontario.
Net Control recognizes Victor Alpha 3, Nora, Frank, Robert, Chris in Ontario. Good evening, sir, and I appreciate you checking in from the great province of Ontario. Welcome to the net tonight. All right. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the net. Appreciate everybody that's checked in tonight. Good list of good group of guys and our fellow Canadians on across the lake there. Appreciate you guys checking in. Good stuff. I'm excited about this, guys. Looking forward to it. Hopefully everybody's having a good day to today. It was a little warm, but we're celebrating. We celebrated Canada Day, and then we're also going to be celebrating the 4th of July, so that's going to be pretty awesome. Looking here now for our training question tonight. I'm looking to see who's familiar with tactical call signs. So if you have used it, if you're familiar with it, let me know. I want to see where we're at. We want to start training on some of this stuff. Eventually want to work on parades, or if we have a disaster, God forbid we have a disaster or something like that, we have to hand out tactical call signs, I want to know who knows how to use them. So if you are familiar with it, let me know in what capacity. So I'm going to go ahead and start here with Chris, Victor Alpha 3, Nora Frank Roberts. Chris, what about you, sir? Are you familiar with tactical call signs? And if so, in what capacity? Have you worked a parade, or have you worked an event where you've used one?
good evening, everybody on the net, CA3NFR. No, I haven't. I've been a ham, oddly enough, for almost 30 years. I got to know my original call in the States. I immigrated here about 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Oh, no, 6 years ago. Wow. That's 6 years. I can't do this again. But I got licensed in 96 in the United States, and haven't had much of a chance to do a lot of work with MCOM or defense or anything of those, along those lines. So I know that it's been done, obviously, and I've heard some stuff on scanners or on my radio, but I've not used them. I've never been involved in that. It's something I'd like to do in the future, but there's a lot of other things I need to take care of first. Outside of that, not a lot to report there. So with that, I'll go ahead and send it back to Ben and say thanks for taking my check-in. I'm going to check out and do some other things around the house. But thanks for letting me check in, and I hope you guys have a great day. And happy 4th to everybody.
I appreciate that, Chris. Hopefully you're having a good day and you had a good happy Canada Day. You're always invited to participate in our training events and stuff like that. Just let me know. We'll definitely we'll get you on the email list, and you're more than welcome to participate in whatever training event we have. You're more than welcome. So. Good stuff.
Air quality alert.
All right, moving on up here to Tim at 8WRO. Sir, I'm pretty sure you have, but I want to assume, tactical call signs. Are you familiar with them? Have you used them, and in what capacity if you have?
Good evening, Dave, and our group, NAWRO. Well, lately I've been doing a lot of the Taskbook lessons, and my understanding of tactical call signs describes the function of a position, and which is helpful when if that position gets relieved, it's still the same call sign, so confusion is eliminated to some degree that way. And the example would be like during the set, when Wally was the assignment person. That would kind of be an example of a position of a tactical call sign. At least that's the way I understand it. NAWRO, back to net.
Yeah, for sure there, Tim. It works like that. It makes it easier. You're not having to remember multiple call signs. You're given one call sign or, one designator. And that person working that event or that position has that call sign. So, yeah, that you're on track there, Tim. For sure. All right, Dave, NAWCB. I know the answer on this one, but what about you? You're familiar with tactical call signs and. If so, what capacity?
Net Control, this is NAWCB. Yes, I am familiar with tactical call signs. In fact, just as a history lesson, back in 1992, Macomb County, Fire Department and EMS agencies switched from the numeric call signs to incident command. So, it might be Shelby 23-mile command, Shelby dispatcher from Shelby 23-mile command, or something to that effect. So, like the previous gentleman said, it's the call sign that stays, but it makes it easier, plain language, and carries along their it gives organization, yes, it obviously carries into amateur radio and that type of thing. So a good question tonight. 70 degrees to all, and happy 4th of July. NAWCB, back to Net Control.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They'll work, you know, work at the 911 aspect of things. I'm very familiar with you know, with call signs and tactical call signs, and you know, and you know, breaking down to, you know, incident command, you know, and you know, heavy rescue one, and then you know, different aspects of the tactical call sign. So. Pretty good, interesting stuff, and it goes a lot with NIMS, National Incident Management. You have to have plain language stuff, and so it makes it very compliant. It makes it compliant for NIMS for your NIMS training there. So, all right, K8UHG there, Steve. What about you? You're familiar with tactical call signs? If so, in what capacity?
Yes, this is DKA8UHC. Yeah, we have used them in the parade for St. Louis Shores before. And I think when Hank was doing the soccer tournament between the fields up in Romeo years ago during the beach fest type of thing, I believe, because sometimes he had like 9 fields, I think we used tactical call signs. And I think maybe, right, this is Turkey Trot in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I think I had a tactical call sign. I don't remember, but I seem like I did. So I am familiar with that, and it's certainly a good training point. Back to net control. This is K88UHG.
Yeah, Steve, appreciate that, and looking forward to here when we set up some time to going over the parade and what's expected and how that world works out, and we even touch into you know, tactical call signs and how they're used in the parade. So it's good stuff, good training, good thing to know. And again, like I said, it goes along with NIMS training in plain language. So all right, moving on up here, Ray, W84MLD. What about you, sir? Have you used a tactical call sign? Are you familiar with it? And if so, in what capacity? What did you do to use a call sign, a technical call sign?
Well, WA4MLD down here in South Warren, and I lived in Florida for a long time, where we have hurricanes. So we had multiple shelters around town. We might have a supply truck. We have a headquarters station at the EOC, and give everybody an idea of where things are and what's going on around town. It's a really, really handy thing for everybody to be familiar with. For example, I might say, let's say I'm at the special needs shelter, or it would have a number like shelter 3, and I need to get more cots. So, and we have a truck running around with supplies, so I might say, EOC, this is Shelter 3. Can you have supply bring us the 20 more cots to Shelter 3? And my understanding is that in spite of tactical call signs, it's still incumbent on the individual operator to use their FCC call at least every 10 minutes. That can get out of control because you forget. But, so I'm going to wrap this up by saying this is WA4NLD.
Yeah, you're spot on there, Ray. Appreciate that, and definitely you have so much experience, and I like that. I like hearing from you and how you used it down in Florida, and so great example. Definitely there, Ray. I appreciate the answer there, and yeah, for sure we do have to use our call sign every 10 minutes and. Make sure that we're, you know, obviously FCC compliant, because like you said, it can get out of hand, and it's easy to get out of hand and forget, but we gotta be mindful of that as well. So, good stuff there, Ray. I appreciate it. All right, John, KEWUO. What about you, sir? Have you used tactical call signs? Are you familiar with them? If so, in what capacity did you use the tactical call sign?
This is KE8WUO, John. I thought I was familiar with it, but as this has all gone on, I see I wasn't. You know, I think there's other contexts of call signs that are used that don't give out your ID, I guess, and that's kind of what I was more or less thinking of. But yeah, this has opened up my eyes. I can definitely see where everybody's going with this, and it's all very interesting. And since I have very little experience with it, I will pass it back to you, Net Control.
Yeah, not a problem, definitely. You know, and it gives me a good idea of where everybody's at. A lot of good answers, and you know, knowing this is important, especially when working in an event where we need to set something up, or if we're setting something up for a disaster. It's important to know. And you know, playing with the fire department and you know, the local law enforcement, we want to be NIMS compliant. We want to be able to work with them and on the same playing field here. So it helps out to know this. So well, it's good. It's definitely good. I appreciate all the answers. A lot of there's, you know, there's no right or wrong. Just wanted to see where we're at, and so definitely appreciate that. Mike, I know you might. I believe you know how to use it. So I don't wanna bother you. I know your antenna's playing with you there. But all right, I'll go ahead and break here and see if there's any more check-ins. And if not, we'll move on to announcements and let you guys go. Are there any more check-ins? Please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, given your name and where you're located. All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on to announcements. So here yesterday, Mike and I, both NABDZ and myself, went to Henry Ford Macomb. Most of you probably saw the email. We went over there in hopes to find radio equipment. We did, and the goal is here to start doing hospital nets. Mike, at our next training, we'll go over a lot of that stuff. We'll talk about what's expected. We're going to come up with a couple positions. I know Tom, HLY, Tom Ehrlich, he has volunteered for a position, and so we're looking at getting our hospital nets going. So we're going to restart those. We did find radio equipment at St. John 12 in Hoover, down in Warren, and 19 Mile Road in Garfield, Henry Ford Macomb. So we're going to go over some McLaren. I believe their security director knows where everything's at, so we're going to talk with him, kind of get things going there. But the end goal is to start having those nets again. I'll get those active and up and running. And then also I want to try to get a hospital liaison position going. So moving on to the liaison, we'll discuss that more as we progress. Well, we have a leadership meeting coming up, so but I want to make sure that we have some type of contact with our hospitals, with our local staff here. So if they have an event going on, maybe we can work that event, or if they have something going on, we can get involved there. Are there any questions? I'll open it up here to questions here. Are there any questions about the hospital nets? I think it'll be useful. I really do. I think it's important for the hospitals and for our citizens here in Macomb County that we're serving them and you know, when you get in the circle, whether it be, you know, the law enforcement, whether you get into the fire or medical, when you get in that circle and you build relationships, it goes a long way. And so that's kind of what I want to do is build a good relationship, build a good rapport with our local hospitals, and hopefully grow and have a good working relationship there for our hospitals. All right. And moving on, we're going to be working on the fox hunt here. Hopefully, our next meeting, we got someone from the Lance Cruz Amateur Radio Club. They're going to be coming over to go over some things for us so we know what we're getting ourselves into. Looking forward to that. That's going to be July 26th here. That's a Saturday. I believe we're going to start here at 10 o'clock. We'll give you a location where we'll start everything. I don't want to reveal that right now because obviously I don't want to give anybody an unfair advantage. We'll make sure that it's tight-lipped and lots of fun for us all. And we're moving along as far as our training is concerned. Make sure you guys are working on your task book. We've got a lot of guys that are pushing for level 2. So by far, keep working on them. I'm proud of you guys. You guys are doing an awesome job. If you need any help, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm here to help you out. Mike's here to help you out. Wally, reach out and we'll help you get to where you want to go. This is in your guys' ballpark. You know, you guys do as much or as little as you want. I want it to be fun. I want it to be useful for us. And eventually, I think because of the way the task book works, we can get OxCom certification as well. So I'm supposed to be meeting with District 2 leadership here next Saturday, and we'll kind of have a little bit. I'll have an answer for you guys as far as whether this qualifies for OxCom as well. If it does, great, and we can consider Macomb County OxCom certified or headed that way at least. All right, this is Net Control Station WA8MAC. I'll now take late check-ins. Late check-ins, please state your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name, followed by the county you're calling from, and whether you have any traffic or announcements. Late check-ins, please call now. Hearing none, this concludes tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPSC Net. Thanks for all that have checked in. And we hope that you guys will join us next week. Please be careful as you guys light off fireworks here tomorrow for the 4th of July. Don't want anybody blowing off their hand or any other limbs. And make sure you drink responsibly. If that's what you're going to do, make sure you get a designated driver. Don't over-party. Don't want to hear about anything bad. I want to hear all good stuff. Anyways, please check the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook page and make sure you follow your email. This is K8YNU as WA8MAC closing the net at 1937 and returning the repeater back to regular amateur use. 73 CUL, this is K8YNU, and I'll be standing by on the station for about 5 minutes. This is KAYNU, go ahead, N8BDZ.
Hey, real quick, amongst the noise I'm giving you, and again, if anybody else is listening also, my apologies for the bacon brewing in the background. I have an issue that I'm addressing. One of my pet peeves. We don't celebrate 4th of July. We celebrate Independence Day. It happens to be on 4th of July. Just my little thing. Just wanted to throw that out there. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Happy Independence Day, Dave. Good night tonight, sir. Thank you very much. November 8th. Victor Delta Zulu, I will be clear after you're closed, David.
That is for sure. I totally understand, and I'm with you on that one. Celebrate the freedoms that we have, both here in the States and in Canada there. But for sure. I appreciate that there, Mike, and hopefully you have a good Independence Day tomorrow and be safe.
KF8DRC,
this is KYNU, sir. How are you this evening?
Air quality alert.
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you? I like to, I know I checked in with you maybe a month ago or something like that. I can't remember. And I forgot to track. There's a net at 7 o'clock Thursday. So I'm sure you have my cosign there if you look at a pass. Anyhow, where is that station exactly?
This repeater is located in downtown Mount Clemens, up on the county building, and my station is located up in New Haven.
Okay, New Haven, Michigan?
Yep, that's a firm. I'm up here in New Haven, just north of 27 Mount Road.
Roger that, yeah. My name is Jack. And I'm KF8DRC. I made a mistake. I gave you the GMRS cosign. Anyhow, I will put that in my book every Thursday at 7 o'clock. There is a net on this channel. No problem at all. I will join you guys. You guys take care and have a good 4th of July. KF8DRC.
I appreciate it there, Jack, and you're always welcome to hop in on the net, for sure. Appreciate that there, and hopefully you have a good, safe Independence Day, and enjoy your day tomorrow. All right, this is K8YNU, and I'm going to go ahead and sign off. You guys all have a good day.
Air quality alert. Good evening, 20-100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
DXK monitoring.
D3DXJ, this is KF8EDQ. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. The name here is Jeff, Golf Echo Oscar Foxtrot Foxtrot. Location, the outskirts of Sarnia, little place called Bright's Grove.
Nice to meet you, Jeff. My name is Mike. I am in Saginaw Township. It's near the middle of Michigan, if you're familiar. It's you're coming in real, real clear from that far off.
Well, I noticed as soon as I keyed up the repeater, I was like, what? I should not be able to get into that, but there must be a 2-meter window opening there because it's wide open.
Yeah, you're coming in perfectly clear. Do you have any pets or anything anything like that? Or how was your day today?
Well, today was call around and see who I could find to uninstall a old ceiling fan and reinstall a new one.
Yeah, copy that. I've done that at my sister's. I've replaced a couple of ceiling fans. And it can be challenging to have to hold it up there with one arm and connect it with the other. It can be easier with two people, yeah. That can be challenging. I've got some dogs. I like to take care of dogs. Are you a dog person?
Well, I am a dog person, but I don't have one. My sister has one. We had dogs for many, many years. Through the years, we had a three-legged dog. Let's see if you can beat that story, right? I mean, he accidentally, somebody had opened the back gate when I lived in Windsor, Ontario, when I was a kid. Somebody had opened the gate or something and let the dog out, and we didn't know it until somebody called us and said, we found your dog in the west end of Windsor, Ontario, and we said, okay, we went and got him, and then what happened, he got hit by a car, and one of the front legs it cut the radial nerve, so it was pretty much a dead leg, so he just said, well, we can cut the leg off, and the other leg just grew into the center.
Yeah, copy that. I'm sorry to hear about that. I've had some similar conditions where that could have happened to my dog. I've got one ducky. I have three dogs actually, but one of them in particular likes to get out of the fence and run around the neighborhood, and I put a stop to it when she started running in the road, and the animal control came and visited my house. They told me I had to start tying her up, so she's been tied up ever since. But I've got three dogs, and they've been into porcupines. That's the closest injury they've ever had is porcupine quills. My one dog has gotten into porcupines 5 times, and the other one twice.
Alert. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees.
Wow, that's something else. I can't believe that. We've never had anything like that happen in... I know that we had one other dog that
I don't know what, it was wandering off and then fell into a very, very deep hole, and it took place way up north, and what I remember this, remember hearing about the story. I mean, I remember the dog. I mean, his name was Meg, and the other dog's name was Breaker, the one that had three legs. I know that sounds a little strange, but anyway, Meg was not very smart, and he just wandered off and then walked, you know, and then down he went into a great big hole, and my dad and his friends are trying to figure out how to get this dog out of this really deep hole, and I guess they had devised some form of plan to get him out, and they managed to get him out of the hole, and gee whiz, and I was like, holy cow, what are you going to do, right? But some, you know, some dogs are not very smart.
Yeah, and that would include my dogs. Like I said, the Neo's been in the porcupines 5 times, and I just keep relying on, I kept on telling him, we've had pet talks. There's porcupines out there. You've already seen them. You don't need to revisit them again. But, you know, good luck telling him that, you know, he promises that he won't do it again, but I think he would gladly do it again. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, Jeff, and I wish you 73s for now. Maybe we'll do it again in the future. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear after yours.
All right. Well, pleasure, a pleasure making your acquaintance, sir, and we'll... I'll say my 73s. I really do have to get going and get myself sorted out for tomorrow, as I gotta get up early and go to the bank and get some more money so I can pay this guy to take down a ceiling fan and put up a ceiling fan. So I guess I better get going myself. I'll say the 73s, and you have a good evening.
KF8. AKV, can I jump into this contact for a second?
Copy that, KSA-AKV. This is KSA-AKV. We were just wrapping up the conversation, but you know, if you want to talk to me, I guess I could stick around.
Sounds like fun, but what was it, Jeff? I wanted to capture his call sign. He'll be my second Canadian that I've ever made a contact with.
Okay, Victor, Echo 3, Golf, X-ray Kilo. And yes, the name is Jeff. Golf, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Jeff, thank you very much. My first name is Gordon. You'll have to look it up on Google, but I'm from Muir, Michigan. Actually, Sarnia is straight east of me. I mean, straight as an arrow. The other day I was chatting with a fella named Kevin from Windsor. I think it was Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India was his call sign.
That sounds like a real big band opening. That's probably why. And the direction of your, possibly the direction of the antenna and how the band is going too, because tonight the band is just way wide open, crazy.
Oh, no antenna on my part. I'm talking to you using a handheld with, well, I do have like a 15-inch antenna on it. Fake Yagi.
Running here, I got an STM 400XD
The antenna is a diamond, and it's up 35 feet in the air, top rail pipes bolted together and strapped together, and then screws holding the other end of the strap into a 4x4. Yeah, once you can reach one repeater for this network, you got us all. I happen to be about 14 miles from one of the voting towers in the Lansing repeater system. Let's see, there's a Detroit repeater, there's one or two Detroit repeaters that I can get into on a good night, on an open night. There's the 145330. Once in a while I can get into that one.
I confess I've never measured it, but I wonder if the Flint repeater might be closer to Sarnia.
It might. Let's see. This one, what have I got in here? So I got Sandusky. I can get into Sandusky on using this.
Sounds like a plan sometime. I know you guys already said you're 73, so I don't mean to hold you up.
Well, I don't mind the chat every once in a while. Sometimes it's good to, get out there and, you find another frequency that sometimes works to your advantage on a good night. I just scroll through the what's in the radio and what was programmed in the radio, and some nights it comes in real clear, and some nights I don't get anything at all.
KE4 is EYQ.
Okay, make one.
I just want to say good evening to both of you there. This is KE4ZYQ Joe in Clinton Township, coming through Mount Clements, and hearing you guys full signal, full modulation. You're talking about Sarnia, and I checked into their net just tonight over in Sarnia from Clinton Township with an attic antenna. They had their friendship net tonight, so I'm not sure who wants to take it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was on that net. I'm actually over here in the outskirts of Sarnia.
I'll be honest, I don't want to hear no laughing at me. I keep the handheld on the fireplace mantle turned on, and sometimes somebody pipes up. The good radio's upstairs with the external antenna. Yeah, this is just a handheld Bowflang with a Nagoya antenna.
Yeah, you guys double, but I heard both of you. I didn't hear your call signs there. I assume you're licensed. The gentleman talked about the fireplace, his call sign and name, and the other thing, like follow up.
Yeah, you can tell we're eager to chat. The call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Kilo, Victor. Muir, Michigan, first name is Gordon.
Other station is Victor Echo 3, Golf X-ray Kilo, location Bridge Grove, Sarnia, Ontario, Bridge Grove. Name is Jeff, Golf Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Well, you guys go back to it. I just thought I'd jump in briefly and say you're coming through real clear on the Mount Clements repeater and hearing you very good on both accounts. Good signal, good modulation. But I go get back to what I was doing there after the previous nets. So 7-3 from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. That's Joe Julie Basker Echo, Clinton Township, 7-3.
All right. Well, I'm using the Lapeer. It says Lapeer on this repeater that I have programmed in this radio, so I'm not sure exactly where this one really is, and if it's in Lapeer County or something like that. I've never visited there to be any good at my geography where Lapeer compares to Flint.
You know what?
I've gone through this radio I don't know how many times, and I have not seen a Flint repeater programmed in it. Maybe this one just is listed as Lapeer instead of Flint, maybe. I don't know. Been trying to think of the website. It's CMEN, but I don't remember if it's ORG or COM. That'll give you all the repeaters. I want to say there's 9 of them, but don't hold me to that. And most of those repeaters will have between 2 and 7 voting towers in their area.
Well, and
this WAJC.
I'm quite a distance from the Lapeer, probably whatever site this one is. Like, I'm probably a fair distance away. I'm not entirely sure just what the distance is on this one from where I am to where that repeater site is.
Jeff, we've got somebody else that wants to join us. Why don't we take just a quick break and let him enter?
Yeah, this is WAJC. I'm in Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N, and that's where the repeater is that I'm talking to you through. So, let me know what's happening. It's W-A Juliet Charlie in Fenton, Michigan.
All right, yeah, I guess this thing's really going quite the distance. We definitely got an opening, a big band opening, especially when it's, for me to hit this, that's a big distance.
Wait till you look up Muir and see how far we are. M-U-I-R. Honestly, I'm probably about as far west as anybody that uses this network.
I'm probably the furthest north than probably anybody that's ever used it, right?
Well, farthest east, anyway.
Good point, yeah, because one of you said that you were directly across from, I guess, where the repeater was located or something like that, something like that.
Well, Google it when you have time. I think you'll find it very interesting. If you go to the right spot on that website, you can pull up all of the repeaters, and it'll give you an instantaneous bar graph on all their different voting towers. And then I've screwed with it long enough, you can shrimp down each window and have all the repeaters open all at the same time, watching all of the bar graphs as people are talking.
KSA DPZ.
Go ahead.
Well, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's doing well. The website that you're all looking for is whiskey8charliemikenovember.net. That's where you can find all the information on all of these repeaters.
Very much. I was trying to think of the last 3 letters, and it
rings a bell now that you say it. .net.
Well, yes, sir. That's it exactly. As a matter of fact, I've got a number of those windows up right now.
I really need to get... Yeah, I really need to get myself organized for the night. I kind of got carried away with the radio again. I got to stop doing that. even at my age, I mean, I'm still young, but I shouldn't be up until all hours of the night playing radio, right? I know it's fun, but I know I got to work in the morning. Yeah, and I got to confess, the missus and I were watching a movie, and when I heard making contact, I hit pause on the DVD player, jumped up, and grabbed the radio. I'm probably going to get stink eye when I go back into the living room. Yeah, why looking at you saying, well, what were you doing? Talking to a Canadian? I've been sitting here doing nothing and my popcorn's all used up. Somebody else sitting there ate all your popcorn and then you come back with an empty container, right? Yeah, for my safety's sake, I better fail also, Jeff. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Alpha Kilo Victor from Mueller, Michigan, and I'll be 73. All right, well, I guess I better say I'm 73 and get myself done for the night here. I'm starting to fall asleep a little bit, which I shouldn't do. I need to get prepared for tomorrow, so I better say my 73s to everybody, and I'm glad I could get in here. I don't usually get into this repeater, but lucky me, tonight. Okay, 73 to everybody.
Make sure to check that website, Jeff.
Air quality alert.
Well, to both of you gentlemen then, have yourselves a good evening. 73s to you both. KFA DPZ standing by.
If you're still there, maybe I will write down that website right now since I have a piece of paper and a pen ready.
All right, that won't be a problem. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, November.net. November Echo Tango. Got it?
You got me a little too quick. Okay, Whiskey 8.
Charlie, Mike, November.
Okay, that was .net, sir.
Yes, it is. W8CMN.net. Like I said, everything is there that you could possibly want to know about this. You could, the other gentleman was saying, you can watch all the monitors. You can open them all up in their own individuals and things like that. You can watch all the bar graphs going crazy. You'll figure it out. It's pretty straightforward.
I can probably pull it up on my computer when I get a chance. Yeah. All right. Well, I got that wrote down there, and I'll take a look at that probably tomorrow after my ceiling fan has been replaced.
All right, copy that. I got one of those I got to do myself here one of these days.
Now, I got a guy coming tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to actually give him a call when I get home. When I at the restore, when I get back home, I'll give him a buzz and say, yeah, I'm back home. And I tell you, for under $100, for $80, he said he could do it straight up for cash.
Nah, that ain't too bad. Shouldn't take him more than an hour unless he's got to climb like a 12-foot ladder or something like that. Then it'll take him an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, it might take him a 12-foot ladder, I think. And I hate to say it, but that's probably what's going to happen because, I mean, it's a cathedral ceiling, and I warned him about that. I told him it was a cathedral ceiling. But I told him the exact height from the bottom of the ceiling fan to the floor was 11 foot 9 inches.
Yeah, that's up there a bit. Yeah, he's going to need a 12 footer, all right.
Yeah, I just hope he's able to do the job. I don't want to have him come out here and then find that he can't do it. And, you know, that worried me a little bit when I thought, oh dear, you know, is it going to be too much for this guy? He's not retired. He actually does this for a living. He's just a handyman guy, but, you know, he'll take cash. And I'm thinking, well, if you're going to take cash, I'll just hope for the best and hope that he's able to get up to that height, because that's a long way up. And my dad's 75. He would never touch another. He would never do it again.
Can't say I blame him for that. Not at all.
I can't do it anyway, so that's why I gotta pay someone else to do it. But my dad was smart enough. He put the ceiling fan, new one, together, so it's all assembled. All it has to do, all we gotta do is just take down the old one and put up the new one. The new one's got lights, and the ones that use less power or something, whatever. I can't remember what it's called, but they're the bulbs that use less electricity. So, and not like I'm going to be using that light so much anyway. I mean, I try not to use too much light in the house, but now electric being expensive as it is anyway. Well, I better say my 73s again, and I better get out of here, or otherwise I'm never going to get any sleep tonight.
Yeah, I copy that. I was just jumping on here for a little bit before I hit the sack myself. I'll ask you for your call sign one more time, and then I'll say 73s after your final. This is KF8DTZ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. First name is Cliff.
And call sign here is Victor Echo 3, Golf, X-ray, Kilo, and the name here is Jeff, Golf, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Pleasure to meet you. Always good to make a new contact. You be safe when you go out in the world, and I hope you get that ceiling fan fixed. Again, 73s, KF8DPZ, standing by.
7-3. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.